The cover page article of the October 16th edition of the Catholic magazine America is well suited to today's Feast of All Saints. The article is entitled, "The Case for Saint Black Elk." Black Elk was a Lakota Sioux from the Oglala clan. He was born in 1863 in the middle of the Civil War. As a teenager, he was part of that group of Indians, okay, who defeated Custer at the Little Bighorn. As a young man in his late 20s, early 30s, he was also part of the tribe that reacted to the terrible massacre at Wounded Lee in 1890. He's an Indian warrior, battleman, murderer. Yet, in 2016, the Diocese of Grand Rapids put in a request for him to be considered for canonization. Why? Black Elk became a Catholic, raised his family as Catholics, and for more than 40 years was a catechist, a preacher, and a missionary among the Indians about the Christian faith. Regardless of the limitations and sinfulness of his youth, God's grace transformed him into a holy man, a medicine man recognized by both the Indian community and by the Jesuits and by the local Catholic Church of the time. Black Elk. Is he a bad guy or a good guy? Interesting, huh? All Saints' Day is an important day for us because it's something beyond all those really holy, holy people that get a special feast day of their own, like St. Thomas and St. Michael, St. Peter. It's about people, thousands of people all over the world who, despite their own sinfulness and human limitations, by the grace of God, continue to grow closer and closer to Christ and become holy. It's about people like you and me, like Black Elk. So today, I ask you this. If Black Elk, who took the Christian name Nicholas, could become a saint, you and I can become saints too. Despite our limitations and human sinfulness, despite the failings of our past, by the grace of God, we can transform to become holy. Now this All Saints Day, let's pray that we would continue to grow in holiness, that by the grace of God, we too one day will be recognized as saints.